The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome, welcome, and welcome now to the feast of St. Bartholomew. St. Bartholomew, who in the Gospel seems to be called Nathanael. So what gives? Why does he have two different names? Well, Nathanael is something like a first name. Nathanael means gift of God. Whereas Bartholomew is sort of like a last name. Bartholomew just simply means son of Ptolemy. You've heard, for example, of James, son of Alphaeus. It's kind of the same thing. People didn't really have first names and last names at this time. But they could have been known by either way, and that's why sometimes he's called Nathanael, sometimes he's called Bartholomew. Now, there's very little that we actually know about him. Some people say that he preached the gospel in India. Some people say that he preached the gospel in Armenia. Very little that we know for certain. There's only two things that everybody seems to agree about for certain about the life of St. Bartholomew: that he died a martyr's death and how he died a martyr's death. Some people say that the worst of all possible deaths is death by crucifixion. For my money, St. Bartholomew's death was even worse than that. Bartholomew was skinned alive. Ever been to St. Peter's in Rome? You can look at the magnificent fresco of the Last Judgment on the back wall of the Sistine Chapel. And down in the corner, you'll see this disfigured man holding a flop of human skin. A man with very low body fat, holding a flop of human skin. That's St. Bartholomew. Now, there's a very unusual exchange here in the Gospel, and Jesus says to Bartholomew, "I saw you under the fig tree," and Bartholomew answers, "Rabbi, you're the Son of God, you're the King of Israel," and it seems to be a non sequitur, a disjointed response, a bit overly enthusiastic. What's going on there? It's kind of interesting, actually. They say that Bartholomew was not a fisherman. They say, rather, that Bartholomew was a scholar of the Jewish law, and as such, he would have known the prophet Micah and the prophet Zechariah both once prophesied that the age of the Messiah would be like the peace of reclining under the shade of a fig tree, which presumably is what he was doing as he was reclining under the shade of a fig tree. And then along comes this man Jesus, who he's never met before, who knows what he's been thinking, knows what he's been talking about, and seems to know his inmost thoughts and even his heart's deepest yearnings. And it must have been a pretty impressive moment. A pretty impressive moment indeed. And it leads to a very important, somewhat parallel question. Namely, of the nature of God's knowledge of us. And of all the things you could talk about of the nature of God's knowing us, let's talk about just one here this morning, only one. And that is, you are only known in mercy. God doesn't love you intermittently, as if he loves you as soon as you repent, but he didn't love you before you repented. No, you are only known in mercy, and until we know what that means, we can't really know what it means to love God. There's five words for mercy in the Old Testament. Two of them are used more frequently than any other. Those two words are hesed and emet. Hesed means mercy that you do not deserve and cannot earn. Emet means mercy that's like the ground you stand on. It's absolutely never going away. This is the way you are known by God. A lot of people will commit sins. And then they'll say to themselves things like, oh, I just wasn't myself. Oh, that just wasn't me. Oh, yes, it was. What do you think? You were immaculately conceived? God knows you quite well, and he knows that unless you're sustained by his grace, the only thing that we can do is betray him. Get this through your head. All of us are capable of betraying Christ in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. God knows this. And he still loves you anyway. This is what we need to think about and pray about. Listen, in the Christian life, there's so many things we try to do. We try to live our virtues, and we try to live charity, and all these things. These begin with a proper knowledge of how God has loved us, a proper knowledge of what it means to be loved in mercy. A little something to think about, a little something to pray about. Here on the feast of St. Bartholomew, we'll pray that God will keep us in a deeper patience with ourselves, in a deeper surrender to him, as we ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Bartholomew, pray for us.